The family of an Australian filmmaker locked up in a Cambodian jail is appealing to the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, to keep on the case. James Ricketson was charged with espionage last year after he was caught flying a drone over a political rally in Phnom Penh. For months, his family has appealed to the Australian government for help. Ms. Bishop has now intervened, writing to the Cambodian government about it. With more, here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
Jesse Ricketson is worried about what the future holds for his father.
We're really scared for Dad. He's in a really difficult situation.
68-year-old James Ricketson is accused of being a spy after he was caught flying a drone without a permit over a political rally in June last year.
They haven't explicitly stated who he is supposedly spying for. They seem to be interested in links between him and the now disbanded opposition party. It's crazy. He's definitely not a spy.
The Cambodian People's Party has been cracking down on free speech in the lead-up to elections. Jesse Ricketson and his partner, Alexandra Kennett, have moved their lives to Cambodia. Speaking from their new home, he says the focus is getting his father out of jail.
It's just so horrible that he's ended up in this situation, wrongly accused of this crime that he didn't commit.
James Ricketson travelled to Cambodia on numerous occasions over the past 20 years, working on films and assisting the poor. As he was led into court earlier this year, he yelled out, pleading for help.
The Cambodian constitution guarantees freedom of speech, and I'd like to think that my Australian government would defend my right to freedom of speech also.
The family has been urging the foreign minister to step in and assist for several months.
It's that higher level political representation that we've been really seeking, and kind of to this point not receiving any assistance on that level has been really frustrating.
The ABC understands Julie Bishop has now written a letter to her Cambodian counterpart, raising concerns about James Ricketson's detention. Jesse Ricketson is welcoming the news.
We're really glad that Julie Bishop has now stepped up and gotten involved in the case. It's something we've been wanting and needing for a long time.
But he insists that can't be it.
Please do everything you can, you know. We're confident that with the right kind of behind-the-scenes diplomacy, the Australian government and Julie Bishop will be able to achieve a positive result in this case.
For the Australian federal government, it's a fine line between applying pressure and inflaming tensions. But Jesse Ricketson says he's terrified of what could happen if the foreign minister doesn't remain involved in the case.
If we're left alone on this one, it's a brutal thing to think about. I really hope we don't have to face that eventuality.
If James Ricketson is found guilty of espionage, he faces up to 10 years in jail.
Stephanie Boris reporting.